Yehudin Daf Kuf Aleph. Just the last Gemara again to say, the Shaila was again on Beis, on Kuf on Beis, last Shaila was, Oysan b'nei Yodom shekidshu b'beis HaKnesses. There was a minig amol Friday night in Shul used to make Kiddush. So Gemara says, Omar Rav says, Yideyayin lo yotso. When you made the Borei Priya Gofen there, with that Borei Priya Gofen, you're not yotso the wine you want to drink when you come home. When you come home, you have to make another mole again, Borei Priya Gofen. But you did Kiddush Yotza. When you heard Kiddush in Shul, you makayim the mitzvah Kiddush in Shul. That's Rav Shita. Who Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, af you did Kiddush lo Yotza. You're not even Yotza mitzvah Kiddush. Since you made Kiddush in Shul, you're not eating there. That's not the Mokka Machilo. You're not makayim mitzvah Kiddush. So Gemara says, Elo le Rav, if so, according to Rav, lo mole l'kdusha beveisei, according to Rav, when you make Kiddush in Shul, you're makayim mitzvah Kiddush. You don't have to have the mokim sudum. Abi, you make kiddush over kosh or yain. So if they make kiddush in shul, the question is when they go home, vice the minig was to make kiddush again. Why? So Gemara says, "Kadei lohaytzi bonav v'bnei beisim." To be yaitze all the children, or when you go home, if you have a wife or you have children, to be yaitze the people in the house. That's why you make kiddush again. So Taisus Taka speaks out the second Taisus. L'Rav Tzarech L'Kedusha Beis Kanishta L'Chur Koron T'Rav, it's also Shver. What did they make Kiddush in Shul for? Everybody goes home and makes Kiddush a second time at house for their family. So why did they make Kiddush in Shul altogether? Well, Taisus says, L'Hoitzi Kol Oysam Shein Lehem B'nei Bayis Shloit Tzarech L'Kadosh B'Veisam. If a person doesn't have a family, doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids, so Mele in Shul they heard Kiddush and that's it. They went home, they were able to start their Suda right away. That was the minig. According to Rav, it's good why there's such a minig. They used to make Kiddush in Shul. So that the people who didn't have families to make Kiddush a second time for them, they were makayim the mitzvah Kiddush in Shul. For the Gemara though, Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, Loma le l'kedusha b'veikanishta. According to Shmuel, why do you make Kiddush in Shul? L'chura, since you're not makayim the mitzvah Kiddush, that's not the place where you eat. It's not called Kiddush b'mokim suda. So why b'chal did they make Kiddush? L'chura, it's a brachal abatolo. So Gemara says, La fuki orchim idecha bosim, you are yotze the orchim, the people that eat there. The orchim, the guests, yidecha bosim, they're yotze the mitzvah kiddush. The ochlu v'shosu v'gonu, they eat and they drink and they sleep. V'veikanishta, in shul. So since that's the mokim where they eat and sleep, that's called the mokim suda for them. Therefore the chazan used to make kiddush to be mitzi those people that would eat and sleep in the shul. So Tosfos speaks out, v'im toima, v'amri v'perek b'nei ir. What do you mean? They says here the Gemara, you make Kiddush for those people that used to eat and sleep in shul. Either Gemara Megillah says you're not allowed to eat and sleep in the shul. It's only a mutter achila shal mitzvah, but not shal mitzvah, or else tam sleeping. Bechal, it's not mutter in the shul. V'yafilu b'shal bovel ein oichlem ben. Even in bovel, also you're not supposed to eat in shul or sleep there. The emir hosam ravina ravashim. So according to Kashrut, then how does the Gemara say here we are mitzi the orchim that they eat in shul? What's the head to eat in shul and sleep in shul? The place answers v'yesh loimam to lav dafku v'veikinishta. Radal Gemara doesn't mean they used to eat and sleep in shul itself. There was a room right outside the shul. That in Korolei Beikanishtim, it's also called part of the shul. But Avad in the place, the place where they daven, Avad, they didn't eat there or they didn't sleep there. So they only ate or sleep in a room next to them. When Misham Hayu Shemim HaKiddush, and they were able to hear Kiddush, they were in their room right next to them, and they're able to hear the Chazan making Kiddush, and they're Makayim, their mitzvah of Kiddush Mokim Suda. So that's pshat here, that there were people that used to sleep and eat. In shul means right next door, the next room, the side room, that's where they used to eat and sleep. So Melo the Chazan, when he made Kiddush, he was able to be mitzi those people that are eating in shul. So that we spoke out last time, even though the Chazan himself is not eating in shul, so he himself, he's not mekayim his mitzvah Kiddush right now, but so what? It's not worse than if you already made Kiddush and you have somebody that did not hear Kiddush yet, you're allowed to make Kiddush for him. So here also, for those people that are going to eat in the room next door, you're allowed to make Kiddush for them. Because for them, it's called Kiddush B'mokim Suda. So they're Yoytzer, their mitzvah Suda. Their mitzvah is Kiddush. That's why, according to Shmuel, there's such a minig to make Kiddush in Shul. So the Maisa, the Shal is, what about Bizman is there? Today, nobody eats in Shul, so do we make Kiddush or not? So some shita say, you're not supposed to make Kiddush in Shul now Friday night, because since nobody's eating, there's a brachal batolo. But the Ramah brings down, but there is a minig though still to do it. Hey, since at the times of the Gemara there was a minig that the Chazan made Kiddush and Shul, and at that time the minig was to be made to the people that eat there, even though today nobody eats there, still the minig applies, that you should make a Kiddush and Shul. But the question is though, when it comes to drink the kais, that's the question. How could the Chazan drink the kais, Lechura, he himself right now is not Makai Mitzvah Kiddush? Because for him, it's not called Kiddush B'Makim Suda. And Allah is, you're not allowed to eat before you make Kiddush. So the question is, how could the Chazan drink from the Kaisho Yain before Kiddush? So that's why the minig is usually you give it to kids to drink. You let a tinnik, you let the kids drink the Yain, for them, they're allowed to eat before Kiddush. So I'm not going to it right now. The Magen Avraham talks about it, that this Indian, there's no Indian of Chinuch. The Chubi Chura, a kid also, even if it's some sheet of salt, even if it's a boy, that's already a Gila Chinuch. He's already 8 or 9 or 10 years old, still you're allowed to let him drink from that Kaisho Yain. I, Lechur, is a bar chinuch, teach him also not to eat before Kiddush. So Magen Avraham says, when a kid is hungry, there's no inyan chinuch to teach him not to eat at these times. Just like the Moshe by a tainis, we're not knowing to give a chinuch tainis that he starts fasting before by mitzvah. Usually a kid doesn't start fasting until he's by mitzvah. Because inyan of tainis, not eating, there's no inyan to starve the kid to give him an inyan of chinuch. That's why also on Shabbos in the morning, most people let their kids eat breakfast even though it's before Kiddush. Because for kids, you don't have to be mechanach them in this inyan. Therefore, that's the minig to give it over to kids, let them drink the kais. So the chazan that makes the kiddush, he should not drink the kais. But the question is, let's say there's nobody in shul, no kids at all in shul. Then if the chazan does drink it, I'll call upon him, he should drink a reviyat yayin. Because if he drinks a reviyat yayin, there are some shitas that hold, that's called mokim suda. If you drink a reviyat yayin, that alone is called a suda. So then right now he's taki yaitz, he's mekayim, his mitzvah kiddush. And when he goes home, if he makes kiddush a second time, it's only to be might see his wife then. So is it a one or two ages. But I call upon him at dinner, the Gemara, the Ikat HaKana was because there was some people that were eating right next door. So when you make kiddush, you are might see them. Now we'll soon see exactly how it's stream, if this is called the Mokim Suda or not. We'll soon see the next Gemara. Right. So Gemara says now, the Yoz de Shmuel, the time Shmuel goes according to his time, the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Ain kiddush ela b'mokim suda. Kiddush you only mekayim if you do it b'mokim suda. So the Rashbam, which the last time says two pshatim, one pshat he says is that the pasuk says the chsiv the keros le Shabbos oinig that the mokim shat the kore le Shabbos klema kriya the kiddush shante oinig at the place where you're making kiddush that's where you're supposed to have oinig supposed to have yisudim u medrusha one pshat is a stake drusha so it's not of nitzukim inami the Rashbam said another a svara inami it's a svarahi the midikva kiddush al yain since the din you're supposed to make kiddush on wine kiddushanil come on. So achreya wala yayin, we're makayim the mitzvah sessay of kiddush. Al hayayin is mistama la yayin shebisha suda hukva dechoshiv. Which yayin are you supposed to use? A yayin next to the meal. Because the wine you drink in the middle of the meal, that's a choshiv a yayin. More choshiv than the wine you drink throughout the day. So that's a svara that the kiddush you're doing should be in a kiddush that's right next to you eating. This is Shmuel Shita, therefore Shmuel says if you stam make kiddush in shul, and the people that do not eat there are not makayim the mitzvah kiddush. Weiter. Now the Gemara thought to say, Hani Mili, when do we say this? You say it according to Shmuel, that you only mekayim kiddush if you eat right there, mi bayis labayis. From one house to another house, that's no good. If you make kiddush in this house, and then you go to a second house, you're not mekayim mitzvahs kiddush. Mi bayis labayis is no good. But as long as you're in one house, even if you go upstairs, you go downstairs, go all around the house, that's still called kiddush b'mokim suda. But if you make kiddush downstairs and then you walk upstairs, since you're in the same house, even according to Shmuel, that's also good. That is considered kiddush b'mokim suda. Like Rashbam says, Hani mili, t'yein kiddush ela b'mokim suda ela mibayis labayis. That only if you go from one house to another house, that is no good. But if you're in the same house, just going from upstairs to downstairs, and sorach lachsu l'kaddish. Now, the minute right now, this is considered kiddush b'mokim suda, and you don't have to make kiddush again. So Gemara says not like that. Omar luhu Rav Onon bar Tachlipa. So Rav Onon bar Tachlipa said over that zimnin. Sometimes it happens. Sagin have a kimna. I was standing up in front of Kaimei to Shmuel in front of Shmuel. First he made kiddush upstairs. Igru means the attic, on top of the second floor. He made kiddush upstairs, that's where he made kiddush. He made in the agru. He went from upstairs to downstairs. For hoda mekadish, and he made a second time kiddush. So you see, even though he made kiddush upstairs in the same house, but for some reason, my says he did not eat there, he had to eat downstairs. So since he did not eat upstairs, he held when he's coming downstairs, the kiddush he made upstairs was no good, because that wasn't the kiddush for Mokim Suda. He had to make kiddush over a second time. So we see here, from upstairs to downstairs, that's no good. That's not called kiddush for Mokim Suda. So if you don't have in das, that's the halacha. If you have in das, you're making kiddush upstairs in your apartment upstairs. And at the time of kiddush, you have in mind to eat there, and then something happens, like we'll soon see, the light goes out, you can't eat upstairs. You go downstairs to eat downstairs, you have to make kiddush over again. It is only in the same mipin lapin, in the same big room, and you have a big palace, a big hall you have. As long as in one room, then we say, even though mitchila you wanted to sit down and eat at this table, this side of the room, and you made kiddush almanas to eat here, and then something went wrong, you can't eat here, you have to go to the other side of the room, that's okay. Has mepina lapina in the same room from one corner to another corner, that's okay, you could change and eat over there. But once it's not in the same room, it's in another room, there are some shitas that learn that's not called kiddush b'mokim suda. Now, l'chura, Taisin asked the question of Azoy. We said before that where Taisin learns that in shul, where do the people eat their meal? Taisin says in the shul itself, you can't eat the meal. You're not allowed to eat in the shul itself. So Taisin said they had a cheder next door. They had a side room, that's where they used to eat, and the chatan was making kiddush in the shul. So the chura question is, how does that help? We hold like this, halacha, that from upstairs to downstairs, that's not called suda, that's not called kiddush, mokim suda. So chura, if you make kiddush in the shul, how does it help for the people outside that are in the next room? So the first one speak out that Alma Gemara is talking about what you don't have in mind. At the time you make kiddush, you thought you're going to make kiddush here. Then we say, if you change your mind for some reason, it's no good, it got too cold, light went out. And you go upstairs, you have to make kiddush over again. But let's say metchila, when you make kiddush here, you haven't das, that you're going to eat your meal upstairs, then it's okay. As long as you're under one roof, it's under one room, it's under one house, you could make kiddush downstairs, and then go upstairs, have your suda upstairs, that's okay. As long as you have that in mind, b'shas, you're making kiddush. That's also by sukkah sometimes, if you make kiddush upstairs in sukkah, and then you want to eat the meal downstairs, that's also mutter. As long as you have in mind when you're making kiddush that you can eat the meal in the next room, that's okay, providing it's all in one house. So Melo by Shul is also that way. When the Chazan made kiddush, he knew he was being made to the people that are going to eat in that room over there. So that's what was called kiddush b'makim suda. Here also, if you have in mind, it's okay. But here in the summer, he first made kiddush upstairs and he thought he was going to eat there. And then probably something happened, the lights went out. So he had to come downstairs, he made again the second time kiddush. So the Maravi Af Rav Huna sovereign kiddush el b'mokim suda. Rav Huna also holds like Shmuel that you could only be mekayim mitzvahs kiddush b'mokim where you can eat your meal. The Rav Huna kiddush. Rav Huna came home and made kiddush in his house. The Yisakele Sharga, then the candle went out, didn't have electricity then, a wind came in and blew out the candle. The Ailele Lamane, so he took all his plates, Lamani, all his plates, Levei Ganano, he took it outside to the Veganano, which means in the garden, to Rabba Bray, his son Rabba, to Avei Shargra, there was light, that's where he went to eat his Suda. The Kiddush, and he made Kiddush a second time, the Toyimidi, and there he ate. So Alma, what do we see? Kisavar ain't Kiddush, El Bamokim Suda. That the first Kiddush he made in his own house, he was not Mekai, Mitzvah's Kiddush. Since right after Kiddush, the lights went out, he did not sit down to eat the meal there. He had to go outside and eat in the garden. So in the garden is also, that's not called in the same house, that's called outside. He was not Yetzir Kiddush from Mokim Suda, he had to say Kiddush over again. So Rashi, Rashbam, Isakele Shaga, Nofal HaNer, the candle fell down, the coven went out, the candle went out. Koidim Shoch, before he ate, right after Kiddush, the candle went out. Then he had to go and move Levei Ganano. He had to go to the garden, to Rabba Bray. Beis Chupas, but it wasn't really the garden, it was the Beis Chupa, a special house, seemed like a tent, the Beis Chupa.
There are two gemaras up there, right over there. That's it. No, next one. Those two are two technical gemaras.
Levei Ganano, the Rabba Bray, Beis Chupas Benoi, Shoyesham Neiros Dokim, Beis Amishta. I don't know if it was Mamash Chasna then, but Kitsa, there was a room there that had lights going on. So he sat down there to eat, and he made Kiddush a second time. You see, clearly he knows that the first Kiddush he made, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah's Kiddush, and he had to go ahead and make Kiddush over again. Now, the Kiddush for Toyimidi, he went and he ate something. So also, Almuk Sover ain't Kiddush al Mokim Suda. So question, what is this Loshen v'toyimidi, he ate something here? Like, how much do you have to eat to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you're making Kiddush now b'mokim suda? So let's see, Toys is pretty machmir. Toys says, Toyimidi, Toys says, Nira da hainu timas lechem. Taste treats means you had to eat a little bit of bread. You have to eat. Could Armina perakam with the shvuis? Could the army inch nitta midi fi asli vi asli b'shosin? The people said, let's go eat a little bit, and it means there you have to eat bread. Now v'yemoyel mina targima lahashlam gimel sudas shabbos k'may besukah. Some people say it could be eaten like shalosh shudis with just mina targima type of cakes. So taste hainu davke besudas shlishis. That's only for shalosh shudis. The third sud on shabbos. Then you could be mekayim with mina tagima with cake. Avuloy besudas arbas v'shachris. But the meal we eat at night, Friday night and Shabbos, at shachris Shabbos in the morning, she'nika kovet Shabbos. Then toish shitush dafka after bread. So according to toishus taka, the kiddush that more you're making sure won't be so good then. So toish mashma that we hold kiddush for mokim suda means it has to be a real suda of lechem. You have to toy media of lechem. But lemaisa we're not machir when this lemaisa we all the other shitas learn that they hold no mina tagima cake also helps. So if you eat some cake there, kezayis of cake, that's also considered a kiddush for makim sudim. And lakula, the b'dievit, some shittas hold that if you drink a kais, a revius of yayin, that's also considered kiddush for makim sudim. So that's the most cool, the kishita. If you go to a kiddush, at least drink a revius of the yayin, that's called the makim sudim. Or else you have to have at least the kezayis of cake. But if you don't need a kezayis of cake, then lakuri not yates a kiddush there, and then lakuri shouldn't be eaten, because you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. But the Mechumah de Keshit, the Ritidavka, after wash and eat some lechem. I think the grow was makbid like this. But the Minigarlem is not that. The Minigarlem is, if you have some cake, it's also called Kiddush with Mokum Sudim. Right, I'm saying Kiddush with Mokum Sudim. It's more of the Af, Rabbah, Sovar, Ain Kiddush, Elba Mokum Sudim. Rabbah also holds like this. That you can only be Mekayim, it's just Kiddush, but Mokum where you eat. The Yomar Abayi, Abayi said over, Ki Avinem Beymar, when I used to be by my Rebbe Rabbah, Ki Heve Mekadish. When he used to make Kiddush, when Rabbi used to make Kiddush and he had guests, the Bokrim used to be over his house, Omalon used to tell the Bokrim, Tima Midi, you're listening to my Kiddush anyway, you might as well eat something now. Although Tais learned, take some bread, take some challah right now. Why? Dilma maybe, Adi Azlisuli Eshpiza, maybe by the time you go home, Mashem Matril the Bokrim didn't come to eat the Suda there. Some walked the Rebbe home, some they want to say good Shabbos to him and then they would go home to their house. So Rabbi told him, no, if you're here ready, eat something also. Why? Because maybe when you go home to your house where you can eat l'shpiza, you're in, mis'akra l'chush argam, maybe there you'll find when you come into the room, the candle will go out, v'lei mekadish l'chu, and you won't be able to make kiddush there. Well, the Torah speaks out, it means, well, then you won't be able to eat there for some reason. You won't want to eat there. You won't want to make kiddush in your home because there's no nervous right then. Or the kiddush of the hochol and nafkisum. And the kiddush that you heard by me, you're not yetzim mitzvah's kiddush. Why not? Even though they heard the whole kiddush from Rabbah, the yen kiddush el b'mokim sudah. Because if you bachur are not going to eat anything here, you're just I'm going to hear the way Rabbah makes kiddush, you're not being mekayim mitzvah's kiddush. Because you didn't eat anything here. So it's not called the kiddush of b'mokim sudah. Therefore Rabbah used to tell all these people, make sure right after you hear my kiddush, go and be toy midi. Go take some lechem right now, eat something. So I'll call upon him, you are mekayim mitzvah's kiddush. Because maybe by the time you go home, your nervous won't be there and you won't want to eat anymore. So Rashbam asked the kasha, Mashmah Rabbah was only worried about that they should be mekayim mitzvah's kiddush. Why wasn't Rabbah afraid maybe they'd go home, the lights would go out, they wouldn't want to eat, they won't be mekayim mitzvah's sudah either. Like Rabbah should have told them, eat the whole meal here ready. Like if you're afraid by the time they go home, the lights won't be on and they won't want to eat, he should have told them, eat the whole sudah here. So that's why he says, with that alone, they could be mekayim mitzvah's sudah tomorrow. If they don't eat today, tonight they could eat the sudah tomorrow. But mitzvah's kiddush, that's the mitzvah. He's supposed to make kiddush right away at the beginning of Shabbos. So Rabbi was worried these bochim won't be in the kind of mitzvah's kiddush. That's why I told him, Adav, eat a little bit here. Let's see what Rashbam says. Dilma misak l'chushagor. V'loy toichlu. And when you go home, you won't want to eat. V'yafilu atim hochem lishen v'loy achila. And even if you go to sleep without eating, ava b'kiddush dochel enaf kisir de kiddush. But the kiddush you ate here, you're not going to be in the kind of mitzvah's kiddush. Yeah, Tzai speaks out really. Well, the Kedusha the Hakol and Nafkisa, Tzai says, Omash lehoye makbid al asuda Shabbos. Why wasn't Rabbah worried that the Bochum won't have a meal on Shabbos? Shleh lecho b'loy ner, could appear to the countries. Hainem ishum shiyuchle lasais lemocha shalashudis. That wouldn't be so gefrelich. If I say, if they go to sleep, it's not they weren't that hungry. So they go to sleep, now, okay, they'll get up in the morning, and tomorrow morning on Shabbos, they'll have three sudis. Oishem yuchle lecho b'mokim sheishom ner v'yen yayin. That's one shot. And if they could, for the Eved, eat your three suddas tomorrow by day. Or else, so he says, maybe you go home, your lights aren't on, you'll find another house that has light, and there'll be food there. But there, there won't be any yayin, you won't have any kiddush. So therefore, Rabbi told the Bochum, the best thing is, be here by my house, when you hear my kiddush, eat something also. So therefore, they'll be called the kiddush from Mokim Suda, and you'll be mekayim your mitzvah kiddush. That's what Abaye said over in the name of Rabbi. Mashma Rabbi also holds like Shmuel, that ain't kiddush over Mokim Suda. Freddie Murray ain't either, it's not like this. The Yom Rabbi, your Rabbi always says that Kol Milu Demar, everything that my Rebbe used to do, what Rabbi used to do, Hevi Ovid to Rav. He used to do everything like Rav. He used to pass like Rav. Levar Mayhani Tlas. There's only three things that Rabbi used to do like Shmuel. The Ovid to Shmuel. But this is going to be the Kasha. Here should be a fourth thing that we see Rabbi holds like Shmuel, that ain't Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Suda. And the Churid only says three things Rabbi did like Shmuel. What were the three things? That Matira Mi Begad LeBegad. You're allowed to take off sittis from one begad and put it on another begad. And you shouldn't say like you'd be mevaza the first begad. Like you have sittis already on one talis, and the Churid, that's a talis of mitzvah now. And we want to make it, you have a new talis now. You don't have sittis. So Shmuel holds you're allowed to take the tzitzis off that begid to put it onto this one you want to use now. Even though you'd be mevatel the other begid, that's the chiddush to its mutter. Since you're putting it directly onto this begid to use now. But enechnami, just to take the tzitzis off a begid and not to use those tzitzis, that you shouldn't do. That's a bizu to the mitzvah. And so he speaks out of chiddush, so he said, Matim beg le begid, v'yaf v'gav du Shmuel listle perk atchilis, kli kufsa chayev tzitzis. Shmuel Shrit there is, if you have a begad with four corners on it, even if the begad is in your closet, still it's mechuyev and tzitzis. Slav dafki, you have to be wearing the begad that there's a chiyuv to put tzitzis on. Shmuel Shrit there is, even if the begad is in the closet, still there's a chiyuv to put tzitzis on it. So Tzai says, Moedah still is Moedah. In main tzitzis l'chol begad, we don't have enough tzitzis to put on all your clothing. Shayat the tzitzis me begad shematzniyah, lead to me begad shirayt zelubah shayah mitzvah lov. That Shmuel's all still maidim. If you have a begad, that you're not going to use that begad anymore. And now you got yourself a new begad. You want to wear this begad, that you are allowed to take the tzitzis off that begad and put it onto this begad. Even though that begad you're taking it off from also has a chiyuv tzitzis. But it's a bigger chiyuv to put it on a begad now that you want to wear right now. So that's Shmuel's chiddush. Matirim mi begad le begad. A second chiddush Shmuel holds is, Umadlikim mener l'ner. Rashbam says, Umadlikim mener chanukah l'ner acheres. You want to light the Ner Chanukah from one Ner to another Ner, Shel Chanukah. V'yein tzorach lahadlik b'ner acher v'sheino Shel Chanukah. You don't have to take like a shamish. Like if one of the Neris went out, you don't have to take the shamish the way we do and light the Chanukah. You're allowed to take a candle that was already lit, l'shein Chanukah, and use that Ner to light another Ner. That's called Madlikim Maner l'ner. You don't say it's a biza mitzvah since you already lit this Ner, l'shein Chanukah, to use it now to light another Ner, say that's also. We say no. Since you're lighting another Ner, that's also a mitzvah of Chanukah. So that's called from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. That's mutter. It's not called the biza mitzvah. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. Lamaisa, we don't do it because different reason. Because we hold that we do mahadrim and a mahadrim. Every night we light two or three or four that night. Now the ikir adin, only one ner is a mitzvah. So the other nerves are not really show mitzvah. Therefore, you shouldn't light from one to another. That's different. But the ikir adin, though, you light a light minel and ner. For yahalocha treb shimon begreira, and he also passed like shimon shita by greira by hilchos Shabbos. The time you learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Gorer Odom, you're allowed to drag along on the ground. Gorer Odom, a man could drag, Mita, a bed, Kisei, a chair, a Savsul, a stool, the Shabbos. Even though you're dragging along the floor, and the Chorus making a Charitz, it's making an indention, it's making a Charish, it's making a hole in the ground, it's making a line in the ground. Over Vado, only Shlo Yitzchav and Lassus Charitz. You should not have Kavanah, that should not be your purpose. In other words, called Einem Eskavin. Your kavana right now is to drag this chair in the house. That's what you want to do. While you're dragging it, maybe it's going to make a charitza. It's going to be over charishi, like plowing the ground. That's mutter since you're not miskavin. And it has to be provided. It's not a psikresha. It doesn't have to happen that the chair has to make an indention in the ground. There'll be over the charisha. If it's a psikresha, it has to happen, then takrit with saucer. The kozman, it doesn't have to happen. It could only be maybe yes, maybe no, as long as that's not your intentions to make those scratches in the ground. Your intention is just to drag the chair inside the house. That's called Dover Sheinim Eskavin. Lafuki Rabbi Yehuda Shittim. Yehuda Shittim always is that Dover Sheinim Eskavin is awesome. So because you see in three cases here, Rabbah holds like Shmuel. But all other cases, Rabbah holds like Rav. That's the kasha. How come here, Rabbah holds by Hilchas Kiddush? You're not Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush only the Mokim Sudom. Why doesn't Rabbah hold like Rav? That Rav Shita was, you were Yotze Kiddush in Shul, even though you don't have your Suda there. Rav holds, you don't have to make Kiddush your Mokim Suda. So why didn't Rabbah hold like Rav? And for the Gemara, Ki Chumrei the Rav Hevi Yovid. That we said that Rabbah did everything like Rav, it only means all Rav's Chumris. When Rav was a Machmir, was more strict, then Rabbah did everything like the strictness of Rav. Only three cases was he Mekel, did he do like Shmuel, where Shmuel was Mekel. Abikakule the Rav Lehevi Yovid. But when there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, and Rav is more Mekel, more Lekuladik, then Rabbah did not go according to Rav. And then Rabbah went Lechum according to Shmuel. See, the machlokes by Kiddush, Rav is the bigger Mekel. Rav says you're allowed to make Kiddush even though you're not eating there. So in this halacha, Rav is good while he holds like Shmuel. He went lechumra. They say, no, you cannot be mekayim mitzvah kiddush if that's not the mokim suda. The heavy of it, yeah. Smell is no kasha. Now the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out. That's what we always say, kiddush should be the mokim suda, and means preferably as soon as possible. Because really, as soon as possible, right after you make the kiddush, you should go down to eat something. So if you can eat cake, eat the cake right away. That will be called your mokim suda. If people are annoyed that right after kiddush they wash to make the lechem, mitzchil you should do it as soon as possible, not just time. Take your time. So he says, all right, if you have to, you don't have to rush. You can wait a few minutes. But just for no reason at all, you shouldn't just take your time and do something else before making kiddush, before eating. Because before, there is an inyan of kiddush should be the mokim suda. Now the Rashbam says, like at the place you make kiddush, that should be the mokim suda. So like right after kiddush, there is an inyan, as soon as you have not to do anything else, but to go right away, either eat your cake, or else eat the meal, at least eat the challah, do something. But don't in between some type of conversation and go visit somebody, go do something, and then make kiddush later. As much as possible, you should try and make the kiddush as soon as, make the suda as soon as possible, right after the kiddush. Because that's all part of this inyan of kiddush with mokim suda, like the Rashbam says. The karos l'shabbos sonim is the mokim shat the karel l'shabbos, there should be the oinig. So as soon as possible, right after kiddush, should be the oinig. Right. Now, Rabbi Yechinen, no, Rabbi Yechinen argues, he argues both on Rav and Shmuel, and he says, Afi de yayin nami yotza. Rabbi Yechinen says that when you make Kiddush in Shul, you made a Bar Priya Gofen, then you go home. So both, even Rav says, when you go home now and eat your meal and you have wine, then you have to make again a Bar Priya Gofen. Since you went home in between Shul and eating, you're going home, there's a hefsek in between. So the first bracha does not help anymore. There's like a hefsek, a stop in between the first bracha. And now you have to make a second bracha. It's even Rav held like that. If Yechon says, not like that. If Yechon says, if you make Kiddush in Shul, you made the Bar Priya Gofen, and either the talking about the chazin that mamas drank the wine, or else whoever was there and drank the wine, as long as you drank the wine, that's considered like you had a Bar Priya Gofen made to your name. And now when you go home and drink wine there, you don't have to make Kiddush again. You don't have to make a Bar Priya Gofen again. Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own sheet, his own svarim. The Yomer Rav Chonin Barabaya, Omer Rav Pedus, Omer Rav Yechon. Echot Shinu Yain. Whether you change wine in the middle of your meal, first they bring you one wine, and then they bring you a second wine, a better wine. They bring you Shinu Yain, the Echod Shinu Mokum. Even if you change places, you made a Bar Priya Gofen in this room, and then you went someplace else to another house to drink wine there. A Shinu Mokum, you changed the place. Ain't Sarach Levarach. That's your Yechon sheet. You don't have to make another bracha. So the Rashbam says, see the Rashbam. You all bring down the famous Rashbam here. Echad shinu yain. That's one halacha. That means shehevi lo yain mechav yistacheres. You're drinking one wine, and in the middle of the meal, they bring you another wine. V'yesh lo tam mishuna. The next wine tastes a little bit different. Oy geru, either it's worse, oy mishuna goes better. Is ain't sarach levarach sheinus ala yain. You don't have to make a second time another Bar Priya Gofen. That for sure you don't have to do. When you make one Bar Priya Gofen in the middle of the drinking, that helps for all the wine you plan to drink. Aval atoiv yametiv. When they bring a second wine to make atoiv yametiv, that you have to do. Miyo mevorach, the Rashbam Shita is, in mishubach min arishin. If the second wine they're bringing is a better type of a wine than the first wine, then you have to make a special bracha, baruch Hashem atoiv yametiv. Not a Bar Priya Gofen, but atoiv yametiv. Could the Amr be a roya? This is Rashbam Shita, all the Rishonim always bring down. The Tosfos brings down that the Shalom, the Rishalmi, it's mashmi, no. The Rishalmi is mashmi, even if the second wine is worse. As long as it's a different type of wine, you also have to make atoiv yametiv. As long as it's drinkable. But the old halacha, we hold that the Rashbam says here. The atoiv yametiv is only if the second wine you bring is a better wine. But also, we only make a Tovya Meitiv if there's Shutfis there. There has to be two people involved, and there have to be both people are drinking the wine. That's why we don't make this bracha too often. But it has to be that the wine was put down on the table, that both people have the right to drink from it. So it's like you both own the wine, and both you together are drinking the wine together, the first wine, and then you drink the second wine. There's a special new bracha to make for Rebu of Yain. Hatovya Meitiv. It's good for us, it's good for your friend also. That's Hatovya Meitiv. You make this bracha when something is good for you and somebody else also. So that Reb Yochanan is not talking about. That Reb Yochanan is also made it too, that you have to make Hatovya Meitiv if the second wine is better. But if the equal wines, or else the way the Rashbam learns that the second wine is not as good as the first wine, then you do not have to make a Tovya Meitiv. But a Baruch Pei Gofen, for sure, you don't have to make a second time. Now, Rabbi Yechon's Chiddush is, though, the Echad Shino Mokum, Dr. Rashbam, L'chol Dover Anechol, anything you're reading, Imochem Imeno B'mokum Ziv, either this place, then you go eat the same, drink the same wine in another place. You do not have to make a second bracha when you go to the second house. That's about a providing you did not think, like you didn't make up your mind, you're not eating anymore. You weren't a seer that. You didn't take your mind away from eating. In other words, if you drank wine here, and as far as you finished drinking, or you finished eating now, you're not going to eat anymore. Then you go to your friend's house and he gives you something to drink, so pshiti, you have to make another bracha. We're talking about here, Abyechon, is where you were drinking wine in this house. And you're enjoying drinking wine, you want to keep on eating. Just for some reason, you have to go to your friend's house right now. So you didn't stop eating, you didn't take your mind away from eating. So when you go to your friend's house, you can continue eating there without making another bracha. His halacha, we hold that since you have a shinu makom, since you change places from one house to another house, that's called a hefsek by itself. That's called an interruption, that the first bracha doesn't help anymore, and you have to make another bracha. But Yechon Shita is no. Even a shinu makom, still that's good. Yeah, that's what the Torah speaks out also, that Rabbi Yechon Oma Afi Dayayin Yosso. The Torah says that Rabbi Yechon argues in Rav that in Shul, when you heard the Bar Prayer Gofen in Shul, then you go home, you do not have to make a Bar Prayer Gofen a second time if you want to drink wine there. The Torah says, Avad is talking about a Mari Sheshosu Vesakanesis. That's only talking about if you drank wine in Shul. Now, like I said before, the Chazin made Kiddush for everybody. Whoever wanted to be Yitzim. Poshid or Rabbi Yechon also was like Rav. You could be Yitzim Kiddush even in Shul. So the Chazin makes Kiddush for everybody. Then the Chazin drinks from the wine. Now, Tayy says, whoever also drinks from the wine, that's considered like he has the Bar Pri Agofin. Umari Sheshosu, basically, as he drank the wine. Afagav then in Kiddush Yotzo B'Shmiyah, even though just to be Yotzo Mitzvah's Kiddush, you don't have to drink from the wine. If one person makes Kiddush, he can be Moitzi everybody, even though they don't drink from the wine. Confuciously ill. Avalin Yin Yayin Loipoti, Relim Kem Shosu, Tevi Hefsi. But that's for sure. If you were in Shul and just heard the Chazan make Kiddush, but you did not drink the wine, so even though the bracha would have helped for you if you would have drink, but that's only if you drink the wine right there. Let's say you don't drink wine here. You go home. So pshita, when you go home, you have to make again a Bar Pri Agofen. Because for you, it's not worse. Let's say somebody makes a shakal on here, and he doesn't drink, and he starts to talk to somebody else. That's pshita. After you make the bracha, if you don't drink, any little diba you say is called a hefsig. The bracha doesn't help anymore. Havad, as soon as you make the bracha, you have to drink it. Then it's called the bracha was chal. Now, once the bracha was chal, then we can say, even though you talk out afterwards, as long as you're not mesiach dash, you don't take your mind away from eating, you're allowed to keep on eating on that first bracha. But at kol ponim, you have to taste something right after you make the bracha. So the same thing, when the chazan makes kiddush and shul, whoever drinks the wine right there, is considered now that he had a bar prayer gofen made for him, and he started to drink. So once he started to drink, the bracha was chal for him. Now it's a question, how long could that bracha help you for? So he's saying, kol zaman, you're not mesiach dash, you didn't take your mind away from eating or drinking, that bracha still continues. That should be according to everybody. Just we hold now it's a new machlekes. Is a shinu makom when you change places, you leave shul and go home. Is that also called like a hesek hadas or not? Rabbi Yochanan says no. Kol zaman you did not make up your mind not to eat. Like here in shul, you heard Bar Pri Agofen in shul, and you know you're going home. You want to have more wine in your house. You still have das to drink. You don't have to make again a Bar Pri Agofen. Because in shul, when you drank the wine, it's like you made the bracha Bar Pri Agofen, and that bracha helps as long as you don't take your mind away from drinking. But pshita, if you were in shul and you didn't drink any wine there, so it's like you made a bar bracha and you didn't drink anything, then if you say out one word, it's called a hefsik. So then pshita, if you walk home, you have to make another Bar Pri Agofen. So Rabbi Yochanan is talking about when you were in shul, you did drink from the wine there. So then Rabbi Yochanan's shita is, as long as you don't take your mind away from eating or drinking, you want to keep on drinking even though you're going to another place, you don't have to make another bracha. This is Rabbi Yochanan's shita. So Rabbi Yochanan argues both on Rav and Shmuel. For the Gemara Meisvei, I have a kashya now on you, Rabbi Yochanan. Meisvei, there's a brice and bracha that says like this: Shinu Mokum. If somebody changes his place, Shinu Mokum, the locker is Tzorech Levorech. You have to make another bracha. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. If you're drinking wine in this room, and then you changed your place, you went to another room, you have to make another bracha. Shinu Yain, if you're in the same room, and you drink one wine, and then you decide to drink another wine, Shinu Yain, the locker is Ein Tzorech Levorech. You do not have to make another bracha. Hatoyv Yemeitiv, yes, but a Bor Priagofen you do not have to make. There's a Tiyufta Kasha in Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan is a Kasha. We don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass in the Shinu Mokum. If you change places, it is called a Hefsik. And you have to make another bracha when you go to the second house to eat there. We'll soon see in which cases. Yeah. Right. Mar Yosef Rav Idi Baravin, Kaimed Rav Chizda. Rav Idi Rav was sitting down in front of Rav Chizda. The Yosef Rav Chizda and Yechizda were also sitting there. Ukomer, and he's saying over Mishmei de Rav Huna. Rav Chizda was saying over like a Chiddush to Kalach in the name of Rav Huna. What would this be Chiddush he said over the name of Rav Huna? That Ho di Amrit, that we say, Shinu Mokim Tzorech Levorech, if you change places, you have to make a second bracha. If you started to drink wine in this house, and then you left this house, even though you're still in the middle of drinking, you go to your friend's house. There, if you want to continue drinking, you have to make a second bracha. That we say, Shinu Mokim, changing your place. You have to make a bracha. Loishonul was only learned, Elo Mibayis Labayis. If you're going from one house to another house, Avu Mimokim Lamokim Lo. But in the same house, from one place to another place, then no, then you do not have to make a second bracha. Now this is the same lashon we had before by Kiddush. What is considered Kiddush b'mokim sudah? It has to be also, it's only no good from one house to another house. But mimokim lamokim, it is okay. So before also we said the same thing. What's considered mimokim lamokim? It has to mean in the same room. In the same room, from one side of the room to the other side of the room, that's considered okay. But what about from upstairs to downstairs? Before we had some shritas learned that that's no good. If you start to make Kiddush downstairs, and you have in mind to eat there, and then for some reason you decide to eat upstairs, that's not considered good. As according to those shittas, it should be the same thing here also. That Shinu Mokum only helps, Mimokum Lamokum, it has to be mainly in the same room. But from one room to another room, it's questionable. So preferably what you're supposed to do is, when you make the bracha, if you know you want to eat around your house, you should have in your mind, Metchila, you want to eat around your house, like we had before. If you make Kiddush, and you have in mind to eat upstairs, to eat in the other room, that for sure helps. As long as you're under one roof in the same room, if you have in mind when you make Kiddush, you want to eat upstairs in the other room, that for sure helps. Here also, that for sure helps. And when you make your shakal or your borrow from your zonis, eat some cake here, and you have in mind to eat in the next room or go around the house, that for sure does help if you have it in mind, b'shash you made the first bracha. However, if you didn't have it in mind, it's a sofik l'maisa, we don't make a second bracha. Since there are some shittas that are not like that, there are some shittas that learn that as long as it's under one roof, or as long as you can see that makam, you don't have to make another bracha. So maestro, we don't make another bracha unless your mamash go to another house. So that's what he's saying here. It's only mibayis labayis, from one house to another house, that you have to make a second bracha. Avu mimakam lamakam, from one place to another place, then you don't have to make another bracha. So that's what Rav Chizda was saying over in the name of Rav Huna. For the Gemara, Omalei Rav Idi Baravin. So Rav Idi Baravin said, Hochi taninu li b'masnisa and devei rahinit. Like, what's your Chiddush saying over the name of Rav Huna? I learned this in a Braisa. It was taught to me that this is a Braisa learned by Devei Rav Hinnik. For Yarmulon, some say the Masnisa, this was a Braisa that was learned. In other words, this was learned much before you. You're only in Amora, next generations. So this was learned way before you in the Tanoim's time, in the Braises, the Devei Bar Hizik. Kavosich, it was learned like you. So for the Gemara of Yela Rav Huna Masnisa Kavashnon, because the Kashi then, if this was learned like this in a Braisa, so what is Rav Huna teaching us? Like Rav Huna is in Amari, teaching us something later on. Like, what's this Kiddush? It was already learnt in the price of this din. That we say, if you change places, you have to make a second bracham, it's only another house. But in the same mokim, you don't have to make a second bracham. And the Gemara in Echanami, Kamashmon Rav Huna Masnisa. Is Rav Huna telling us a Kiddush, what it says in the Braisa? And if the Gemara, Rav Huna, Mastitzin Leishmile, that's not such a kasha. Rav Huna, this Amara did not hear the Brisim. As it could be that Amaraim did not hear all the Brises. It wasn't written down then. It's possible that Amara did not hear this Brisim. Senechem, Rav Huna was saying this Chiddush by himself. Ah, you're telling me now they learned this same halach in the Brisim? That's not a kasha. And Amara has the right to say over something even though it was said in the Brisim. And the Rashbam, I think, doesn't even like this gears altogether. But he says, B'chal, it's not a kashem. A lot of times, the Amorayim, even if he knew the Braisa, but the other people didn't know the Braisa. So it's not so sure, Rav Huna was saying, oh, Baloch, but it says in the Braisa. Like, other people don't know this Braisa. So it's not such a kashem, what Rav Huna was saying over, it's a Braisa. Not everybody knew the Braisa. So Rav Huna was saying over what it says in the Braisa. So that's one nice. Another thing happened. V'su Yosef Rav Chizda, Olkama Meshmei Denafshei. Then Rav Huna was sitting there, and he said over another halacha in his own name, not in the name of Rav Huna, in Rav Chizda's own name. He said like this: Hod the Amrit, that we say, Shinu Makom Tzarich Levarich. If you change your place, you have to make a second time a bracha. Lo Yamar Nezoni said Ela Bedvarin Shein Tunim Bracha Lachrayim Bim Koymim. The Zoni said if you eat things that you do not have to make a bracha achreina in its own place. Which means, like a bur nefoshes. Whenever you only have to make a bur nefoshes, you only drink something, or eat vegetables or fruits, you only have to make a bur nefoshes, you do not have to make the bur nefoshes in the same place. You're allowed to go out of the room and make the bur nefoshes someplace else. So then we say, as soon as you leave your place, it's considered like you finished eating, as soon as you leave this room, and you go to another house, it's considered like a new eating, you have to make a second bracha there. Avo but, devorim hatunim bracha liachrayim b'mkoymim. So Rashbam learned this means any chosh of a bracha, like an alamichya, al-ar-eitz, al-pri-eitz, or else al-agefim, is by the shiva saminim. If you eat one of the shiva saminim, then you have to make the alamichya, or else al-eitz, al-pri-eitz, which that's called the chosh of a bracha. Avo devorim hatunim bracha liachrayim b'mkoymim. Rashbam learns all those brachas, you would have to say them in the same place. Like, as soon as you finish eating cake, you have to make the alamichya in the same place where you ate the cake. You're not allowed to get up and go someplace else and make the alamichya someplace else. You have to make the alamichya alaitz, vapriyatz, or else we have hagefen, vapriyagefen. You have to make it all in the same place where you drank it. That's the din. So then, in such a case, if you're drinking wine or eating cake, and then you leave your makam and go someplace else, ein tzaruch levarach. Then you do not have to make a second bracha over there. That's Rav Chizda's Chiddush. My timer, what's the Svara of Chizda? L'chura, you're still leaving this place. You were drinking wine here, and you left this place, and you went someplace else to drink wine over there. So why don't you have to make a second bracha? Rav Chizda's Svara is, L'kiva kama hoder. The Svara, since really you have to make the bracha run in this room, you have to come back again. Because even if you leave this room now, still you're supposed to come back to make the bracha run here. It's never considered you stopped eating yet. So even though you left the room, you still have in mind to eat. You still have in mind to come back to that first kibbutz, to that suda, because you have to make your bracha chreina there. So even if you go now to another house, you're allowed to eat in that house without making a second bracha. That's Rav Chizda's Chiddush. This is the way the Rashbam learns. That's Rav Sheshi says no. Echod zeh v'yechod zeh tzaruch levarach. Rav Sheshi says no. Even if you're drinking wine or you're eating cake, once you leave this room and go to another house, you have to make another bracha. If you want to continue eating cake, you have to make again a Barim Nimazonis. Even though he also told could be you have to come back to make the bracha achrona, so what? But right now, as soon as you're leaving this house, that's considered as if you are Mesir Das, like you finish eating, and that's it for the first bracha. If you want to eat again, you have to make a second bracha. But Rav Chizda's Svar on the Loch, we hold like Rav Chizda's Svar is that no, that since these are chashuv things, that the bracha achrona has to be said in its own makam, so if you get up and leave this room, and you didn't make the bracha achrona yet, so we say you still have in mind to come back again because you have to make the bracha achrona here, like you still have in mind to continue eating, so leaving this room is not called a hefsek. If you go to another house, you're allowed to eat there without making a bracha. This is the way the Rashbam learned. Let's see the Rashbam inside. Rashbam. Bidvarim sheinim tuna bracha lachreim b'mkoyman. Kogoyin mayim maypeh resheinim tuna bracha chashubav meyatzman el abarin afoshes. Rabbis. Anything you only have to make a burn of choshes, that's not choshev. You don't have to come back and make the bracha chreina where you finished eating. Hilkach ain't tzaruch levarach b'mkoyman. Since it's not a choshev bracha, you don't have to make that bracha in its place where you finished eating. Devadei kivun diyamad valach b'mokam acher medosa zui gemar sadosei. For sure, when you got up and left this room now, that's finishing eating. Va'ach sud achriti tzaruch levarach b'tchila. And if you go to another house and eat there, pshita, that's called a new eating, and you have to make another bracha over again. Avo the chiddush is, avo dvorim. Hatuna brach lachrendum koimon, kloima, Rashbam Shita is brach chashubif neyatzmon, the tsrichinum koimon, kagoin shiva saminim, any one of the seven minim, the ispu brach achas mein sholosh, you have to make the alamichia, or al eitz val priates. You didn't make the bracha achrayim yet. You went to another room, another house. Lissoy, to eat there. Al das kviyas rishon holach. Levorach bracha achas al shteyim. Or lefnei anami yitzorach las levorach. Mehoka sheminim. That's where the Rashbam learns. That here also, since you have in mind, you know you have to make a bracha achrayim. So by leaving, you're going to have to come back again to make the bracha achrayim here. It's not considered you finish eating. So the mashma for the Rashbam, though, but if you don't, you do go and eat in the second house, you're allowed to eat there without making the bracha rishoyno, and you can make the bracha rishoyno there. Because it's considered like one long eating. So since the end of their eating was in that room there, that's also a makom to make a bracha rishoyno. Now the din is, if you finish eating kekir, and you leave, you're supposed to matchil according to Rashbam, come back and make a bracha rishoyno in this room right now. So kol zman you didn't make the bracha rishoyno, we consider like you're still eating. So if you go to another house, you're allowed to continue eating there. Now, once you finish eating cake there, avad, you can make the bracha achrayna there, because that's also mokim you ate. But just if you don't make the bracha achrayna, you have to come back to make it in koimam. That's the way the Rashbam learns. Tosis argues in the Rashbam. Tosis says, no, avad, it's time drinking yain, it's time drinking shivas aminim, you do not have to make that bracha achrayna in koimam. That's not what we're talking about here. We're only talking about past, according to Tosis. Or else maybe cake, Tosis says. Minya tagima is also. Cake is a choshe bazach mezainis. That you have to make an alamichiron, that Tais also holds. You have to make the bracha achrayinam bimkoimam. But just on drinking wine or eating the shiva saminim, Tais shiituriz, you don't have to make the bracha achrayinam bimkoimam. And therefore, if you leave that makam, you don't have to. You do have to make a second bracha. Because Tais is very stark. According to where the Rashbam learns, Rav Chizda really is arguing on Rav and Shmuel. Because Rav and Shmuel both said before, when you make kiddush and shul, and even if you drink the wine there, when you go home, you have to make again a Baruch Yagofen. Now the way the Rashbam learns here, we have Chiz is saying not like that. That since when you drink wine, that's something you have to make an Alagefen or Priyagefen. You have to make a Baruch Achoshev or Baruch Achreina. So according to the Rashbam, since the Baruch Achreina has to be done Bim Kaiman, if you don't make the Baruch Achreina there and you go home, you would be allowed to drink wine in your house without making the Baruch Rishreina. And the Chura, both Rav and Shmuel said not that before. They both said, even if you drink wine in shul, when you go home, for sure you have to make again a Baruch Pregofen in your house. See, well, Tayyiz learns not like the Rashbam. Tayyiz learns that just drinking wine, for sure, even Rav Chizda is Moedim. That when you leave this room and go to another house, for sure you have to make a second bracha. Rav Chizda here was only saying either by bread, mamish,